So why they call it cocktail?
I know.
That ain't right. It ain't a drink. That could confuse people.
But do more than that.
You foolish, you know. You could never make a farmer.
I could grow you. If I put you in the ground, you could grow. Drix.
What?
It's true about the gravestone.
Why you don't you dive down and find out?
I can't swim, man.
Well, how you gonna know then? Bring your swimsuit one day and learn.
No thanks. I go stay on land. I know the land. I know what it could do and what it can't do me. I know fish. I's a worm.
Molotov cocktail.
I get you. Admit it.
Yeah. You get me. But anybody here in cocktail, the word cocktail means drink. Anybody, not only me, would think it's a drink.
Yeah, but I get you.
No, the word get me. You didn't get me. The word, not you.
All right.
Why didn't you call it soup or something or sauce?
Cocktail nicer. It have more sparkle.
Now, what do you know about sparkle? You don't know they have black cocktail, dull cocktail, cocktail you could see through, cocktail you can't see through, all kinds. I could make any kind of cocktail. I could make drinks change color right before your eyes, and you can't remember what it is before. I could put some nutmeg in a nog, and you wouldn't know what you're tasting, and you wouldn't even see it either.
Make one then.
Ingredients. I have the ingredients. They take away all my ingredients and give me what? Beer, Coca-Cola, and rum punch. And ready-made rum punch at that. If I had my ingredients, I'd show you what cocktail was all about. Man, I hit you with so much cocktail and everyone different that you would feel like you was the Prince of Wales. You want another beer?
Yeah.
Man, I would hit you a rapid rage.
What is that?
That is white rum with brown rum, with Coca-Cola separating the sides like the United Kingdom. And when they hit your belly, it's war, you see?
Yeah.
If anybody come in here and had a party already going on and they want to catch up, I give them a rapid range, but you see them, how they will get into step.
Yeah. Wells.
Or if you want something quiet but subtle, a long rum. Or if you want something quiet but subtle, a long planter sponge will do the trick.
What is that?
You ain't know what a planter sponge is and you want to be a farmer? That is what after you ride all day over your plantation and your manservant come and put before you after you stable your horse, man.
All right. I go out a tractor, no horse.
Suit yourself. But it's just rum, bitters, syrup, lime, crushed ice. You know what that is?
Yes.
Well, I had to ask you. You know, because some people, they don't know what crushed ice is. I know an Indian fella.
All right.
Well, that is planter sponge. And it's what you do with the lime is the secret. You shouldn't just taste rum and a lot of things jumbled up. It should be rum with a taste of lime and lime with a taste of rum. And it's the bitters that do the subtle flying for you. That is why barmen all over the world should get down on their knees to the man who invented bitters. That is a barman's Bible, prayer book, and commandments. He bandage and he plaster Paris. Ask any barman. He would tell you what I say. Ask you, Mr. Ali.
I know him.
You ain't know him.
No.
I thought you and he was the best friends. I thought you and he was like peas and rice. The way you rating him like he's number one boy. You better be careful. You rating a man and you ain't know him. But I had to watch you. You's an interesting specimen.
All right, Driggs.
All right, it's you I worried about. So, you're working for Ali for free. You're doing all this hard work for Ali for nothing. But you should go and see him and get paid for what you're doing. Then you could go and buy your piece of land and you might even afford a tractor too. For the amount of work you do, what they call you, public relations officer or print site poster, we could have to put you up by the roundabout.
All right, Drix, you is number one. You is the best barman in Trinidad.
Only Trinidad? Trinidad is a small place.
The West Indies then?
Well, the West Indies is also very small.
All right, the world then.
No, you're getting warm.
All right.
And remember, the word is barman, not barkeeper or bartender. Them job is to listen to people old talk and to stop them from fighting or settle argument like who knock out Jersey Joe Walcott or and how much time Sugar Ray defend the title. And all of them just keep book under the counter to tell you. So they don't know anyway. No, my job is to mix drinks, not make them. That is for factory. You don't make drinks, you mix them. That is what a human being does. You hear? And don't forget that, eh?
Right.
You know what one of them is?
What?
A human being?
Yes.
Good. You know, when I finish with you, you might even be half good. You might even make a good farmer and not just a planter of seeds.
All right, Drakes.
Anybody could do that, you know.
What?
Stick two seeds in the ground and say mumbo jumbo and pour water on it.
No, Mr. Drakes, you have it wrong. You watch too much of them Tarzan film. Farming is a science nowadays.
That is what it is?
Yes. It has to do with soil, oxygen, phosphates, and sunlight. Not the soap, but the ultraviolet kind.
Mm-hmm.
You get the same way you had to mix the drinks, the same way you mix my soil.
But ain't nobody don't drink what you grow.
They just do more than that. They just stay alive. If I was the Minister of Agriculture, Lands and Fisheries, I would make this island self-supporting. Nobody would work in no office. All of them stenotypists and clerk grade 2 and grade 3 would be pulling plow.
I thought you was using tractor nowadays.
That is how I would start them off, to give them an idea of the history of farming. Have them bear back in the fields.
Eh? The woman too?
Yes.
Well, you ain't gonna get no field plow. You gonna have some happy workers, but that is all.
You can laugh. Tell me something seriously.
What, seriously?
Yes.
Nah, I know nothing seriously.
All right. Tell me this anyway. Why you never wanted to be a farmer?
Would jokey do?
Anything would do. But just tell me. And I will tell you why not.
All right, but if you know already, well, I must tell you. Let me tell you something you ain't know already.
Tell me then. You afraid I could be right? You afraid for once I might get you right?
No, all right, I could tell you, but you ain't gonna like it.
Don't worry about me. I know, just tell me.
All right. Because I always wanted to be a barman.
What?
Yeah, I'll tell you, you wasn't going to like it.
But why?
Ever since I was a little boy, I wanted to be a barman.
But how, man?
I went to see a film.
I tell you about them Tarzan film.
No. This was no Tarzan film, man. This was a posh film in the city. Everybody in the film was white, except one fella.
The barman.
Right. And everybody who walked into this club, man. And everybody who walked into this club, man and woman, all of them say, "Hi, Charlie, how you doing?" Boy, and he was happy and smiling and shaking the cocktail all the time. Boy, that man was the most popular man in the whole film. The police, the cook, everybody know Charlie. So I wanted to be like a barman.
And that is all?
Yeah.
But Drakes, you still didn't tell me why you never wanted to be a farmer.
Well, I'll tell you.
No, man. You tell me what you wanted to be, but not what you never wanted to be?
But I never wanted to be a policeman or a fireman or engineer or a pilot.
Anybody but a farmer. Why not?
I know. I don't know.
You see, I told you didn't know. I tell you, you never wanted to grow your own food and walk on a piece of land and know it's yours?
No.
You never wanted to walk and see your crop sprouting up your little head from the ground and the next day you get a little bit bigger?
No.
And when you're ready to pick him and eat him, all yours, all your own sweat and care.
No.
You see, I know why. I go tell you why. It's the same reason black man afraid dog.
What?
Slavery.
What?
Slavery. Black people afraid dogs because they used to use dogs to capture runaway slaves. That's why they afraid dogs.
But what did I have to do with farming?
Everything. Black people was beaten and chained to plow all day to farm people land. And that is why they don't want to be farmers. All they want is to work in office.
I see.
But not me. I go break that hoodoo. I going to be a farmer. I going to be the first black man to break off the chains and farm the land. My land. And I feel no shame or no hang up. I go start a revolution.
But black people all over Africa just farm?
Because they never leave their home. That is why. But not in the West Indies. All them in office or driving truck, you see? You see what I going to do?
Well, boy, I wish you luck.
Why you don't do more than that? And come and join me. We could work together. I know all the principles of farming.
Yeah, but you ain't have no farm.
I have a piece of land in mine, Jakes.
In mine? But I ain't on the ground.
Not yet. I need $1,000 and I could make the down payment.
$1,000, boy? Where you go get that kind of money?
I go get it, don't worry.
You go deep it?
No, I go get it.
I ain't have it if that's what you think.
No, 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 man. I ain't doing that. I want it, I need it, and that is why I go get it. Because I want it so bad.
Well, boy, I tell you, I wish you luck.
No, man, Drake, I ain't after your money. I want you to see what I get in that, man. My vision. What I see. How we rob ourselves of things, man. How we rob we self pride because we own false pride.
Well, I hope you get it, boy. But $1,000?
All right. You don't worry. I go get it.
So, that is why we afraid of dogs?
Yes.
I thought we was afraid of dogs because you might get bite.
All right.
But I hope you get what you want, son.
I go get it.
You ain't gonna get it here, though.
I know that. But they put me here, and I have to stay here. In this place, the last relic of we glorious colonial past. The last.
It's only half left.
Half too much. They do it to torture me. That is why. I could be doing my own good work, but look, I like some...
Batman in a film.
No, some robot waiting for people to come and activate me.
Look, the department put you here, and here you have to stay. If you run away, you know what gonna happen?
I know. I have a friend who went to one of them youth training camps. He says he's worse than the army.
All right.
They get the worst sergeant from the army to run them. Is get up 5 a.m, a cold shower, bread and tea for breakfast, and drill all day for 3 weeks in the blazing sun. Them sergeants say, however difficult it is outside, once you get in, you go come out a responsible citizen. He had a hard time.
Man, that's what he's there for.
Yes, but they ain't go get me.
You talk to Harper?
I talked to him, but he couldn't help me. He's just a pen pusher in a grade 3 suit and a grade 3 brain. All he wants is to give orders.
Yeah, pull in the department.
What pull? The only pull he have is if I gave him $100 to pull something.
Well, do something. Well, do it.
Not me. I wouldn't beg that frog for a noise. Not he.
Well, that is the only way you'll get anything to happen. Nothing ain't changed, you know. It's contact. It's who you know. Before independence, it was the same thing. Who you could ask for favor. You know how much people I get favor for? And when I say favor, I mean small favor, you know. I mean big favor.
Like what?
Like groundsman in the Oval and head gardener, them big house. They didn't start off head gardeners, but after they get in as water boy and thing, they move up. Yes.
How?
All of them used to come here, you see. They get to know me and they come to rely on me and tell me how the fella or cook or maid was getting on. I get plenty woman that way. That was the days when servant was looking for work, not like today. Even if you ask a girl to work, she want to know if you have Hoover or furniture spray and all that. Now with independence, if you have a good-looking sister, you could get any job. If you ain't have that, it's how much you could pay. But it ain't change. You didn't know that, eh?
I didn't know it was so bad.
How do you think I get this job? I had to give the headman $10 to okay me. And in them days, $10 was like $100. Going all the time, all over the place.
I still am begging Harper.
Oh, yeah, all right, you want me to beg him for
no,
you?
No, I ain't want you
all
to.
All right, all right. You want me to ask him for
no.
You?
No.
I do him some favors, you know.
Harper?
Yeah. Why not? Everybody have their little favor they want, you know.
This place really corrupted. You could feel it in the walls, the paintwork, the whole town corrupted.
It was always like that.
It's the people, not the land. The people make it so.
I don't know about that, boy. That is how I find it and that is how I live in it. Anyhow, put away your Bible. I'm trying to help you.
How?
Harper. I was telling you about Harper, man. Soon after independence, when they start allowing black people to come in here as guests, Harper come to see me.
Yeah.
But he come in with the big talk, you know, clearing his throat all the time, saying he's talking about the leisure side of the department and he want to get to know all the employees, you know. Employees. But it turned out the story was real. But it turned out the real story was this. He clear his throat again and say, yes, I'm escorting a young lady to dinner tonight, you get it? Not bringing, but escorting, man.
Yeah.
So he escorting a young lady for dinner here tonight. And he want me to look after him and greet him as though he's a regular.
So you do it?
Yes, of course I do it. A man who take over as head of your department, you're going to ask him? Yes, of course I do it. A man who take over a head of department, ask you for a favor and you ain't going to do it? I more than do it. I give him the works.
We do.
I'm going to tell you what I do. As soon as I spot him walking in, I start to mix him the best drink I had. I said, good evening, Mr. Harper. Loud, loud, you know, so everybody could
hear. They hear you?
Boy, everybody to know. He say, hello, Drakes. I say, the usual, sir? He say, yes, Drakes. But boy, get involved with it. So when he come tomorrow night, we must decide on a new one.
Where is he?
I said, certainly, sir. And he had a ball, you see.
You're too much, Drakes.
No, man. So you see how he owe me a favor? He ain't do it once, you know. He do it with plenty, woman. And what he ain't woke out is that he was really a regular now. So let me ask him for you.
No, Drakes. I thank you, but I want to do it my way.
All right, but I ain't crude, you know. I ain't gonna come out and say I didn't want a transfer.
I know.
I go suggest to him in the interest of better manpower usage, you know, they like them kind of big word bullshit, you know. It would be in the interest of the efficiency of the department if Allen went to a farm, you see?
I see. But no, I could do it my way.
All right. But you just have to say the word, eh?
I know.
All right. You want another beer?
You having one?
Yeah, man.
All right.
Right. Okay, two beers, courtesy of the People's Republic. Cheers, old chap.